This is a very famous story. I'm sure most of you have heard about this story and are very familiar with it. Even non-Christians know about this story. Jesus gave us many beautiful stories, and among them, this is one of the most important story that Jesus left behind for humanity to remember, for all of us to remember. Actually, today's story consists of three stories. We read only one, but there are three stories, and all these three stories have the same theme. The first story is about a shepherd searching for one lost sheep, leaving 99 in the wilderness. And the second story is about a woman searching for one lost coin. And today's story is the last story, and it's about a father who lost a son. All three parables about losing something and finding it back. But this last story, the third story, has a very unique unique message or theme that you cannot find in first two stories. They're all same theme, but third story has a unique message and theme that you cannot find in first two stories. The shepherd and the woman were actively searching for their lost one. The shepherd went through all the troubles to find the lost sheep. The woman lit a lamp and swept through the whole house to find the lost coin. But the father did not do anything to find the lost son. He didn't go out to search for the son. He didn't send people to go out and find my son. He didn't do that. Was it because the father did not love the son? Was it because he was upset at the son for leaving? Or was it because he didn't simply care? I don't think so. I see two images of God in these three stories. And these two images of God make one complete image of God. The first one is the image of God who actively goes out to search for the lost. The second one is the image of God who waits. So these two, the one who goes out and search actively and the one who waits, these two stories make up a complete image of God. The lost sheep and the lost coin could not come back on their own. That's why the shepherd and the woman went out to actively search for the sheep and the coin. But the son, he was different. He chose to go out. He didn't want to stay home. The scripture doesn't tell us why he wanted to leave the house. Maybe because of his self-righteous brother who always judges him. Or maybe because he felt stuffy at home. Or maybe because he wanted to see the bigger world. Or maybe because he simply wanted freedom. We don't know why. The scripture doesn't tell us. But he wanted to leave home. But if he just left home, that's fine. But he asked for inheritance. The father did not die yet. But the son asked for his portion of inheritance. That doesn't sound very nice, does it? Israel is almost like treating, I will consider you dead, so give me my portion. Let me take that. But strangely, the father was silent. He just gave it to him. The father let him go. He didn't tell him to stay. He didn't convince him to reconsider. He didn't threaten him not to give his portion of inheritance. He simply divided his property between two sons and gave his portion. The father might have been disappointed. The father could have been angry. Or father could have been concerned. This guy doesn't know. This son, he doesn't know what he's doing. When he goes out, he will suffer so much. He didn't. He probably was concerned. But the scripture doesn't express any of his emotions. The silence of the father speaks volumes. But the father knew exactly that he needed to go. He needed to leave his home. That much father knew. He needed to go out and experience the world. He needed to find his own life apart from him. He needed freedom, even though the father knew that the freedom was costly. The father knew that. That is the kind of God we have. God allows you to go. God allows you to have freedom. God allows you to have your own choice. Many of you have young children. When they're young, they're so cute and adorable. You can do so much for them. You know, they always stay home and they need you, and that feels good, you know. Even though it is difficult to raise children, but it feels good that you're needed. You have something that you can give for your children. But there will be time when they want to leave home. There will be time when they need to leave home. They want to make their own choices. They want to have their own freedom. That's why so many young people, they don't go to university in Toronto. Even though there are a lot of good universities in Toronto, they want to go somewhere else. Not because of professor, not because of necessarily program, but I just need to leave home. I just need to be on my own. Letting go is hard. It's painful. Sometimes going out and actively searching for your child is easier than staying home and waiting. Being able to do nothing for your child is the most difficult thing to bear. I know that. I know the parents who had their child going through cancer treatment. And the parents, they just don't know what to do. And then they come to me, Reverend, there's nothing that I can do. If I take that cancer for myself rather than my child, I will take that. So being able to do nothing for your child is the most painful and difficult thing. But human beings are not like a sheep or a coin. They cannot return on their own. So you go out and search for coin and shepherd, but human beings, they need to come back. No matter what you say, they will just leave home. You just have to wait until they come back. They return. The image of God this parable portrays to us is the pain of God who lets his son go. The pain of God who lets his son reject him. This insult and disrespect for your father, for your parents. And yet, supper that they were having together, supper that they were having together. And Jesus knew that Judas, you're going to betray me. And yet he still gave the piece of bread to Judas. And this is what he said. Do quickly what you're going to do. That's a betrayal. Do quickly what you're going to do. Jesus led Judas to betray him. And yet, he still gave the piece of bread. John described the scene in this way. So after receiving the piece of bread, he, Judas, immediately went out, and it was night. And it was night. That's a symbolic expression. He left Jesus, who is the light, and entered into the darkness. Jesus allowed Judas to betray him. Jesus allowed Peter to deny him. Listen to this conversation between Jesus and Peter. Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you now? I'll lay down my life for you. Jesus answered, will you lay down your life for me? Very truly, I tell you, before the cock crows, you'll have denied me three times. Jesus knew exactly that Peter was about to deny him. And Jesus did not beg him, Peter, don't deny me. Or Jesus did not convince him. He just let Peter deny him. Today's story shows that agony of the Father who allows the Son to reject him, disrespect him, and leave him. That's the kind of love Jesus showed. Jesus allowed people to reject him. And what is that? That is the cross. That is what cross is. He let people reject him. But that's not the end. The story also shows the image of God who is waiting. The Father let him go even though it was painful, but deep inside, the Father knew, and the Father was hoping that he would come back, the Son would come back. And that is well captured in verse 20. So he set off and went to his father, but while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Beautiful image. Beautiful image here. Beautiful scene. I have an African Bible. When I went to Madagascar, they gave me this Bible. African Bible. I don't know if it's an English Bible. But there's a commentary on every story. There's a commentary. But commentary is not really explaining about what the passage says. The commentary is about how Africans will read this particular passage. So I read this part of the African Bible, and then he says, African elders never run. No matter what happens, never run. I mean, you're not elders, and then older people will never run. Same as Koreans. Koreans, especially the noble class, they never run. Even if there's a fire, they walk a little faster maybe, but they never run. So Africans are the same thing. But this father, he was running. He didn't care about what other people think. He ran, probably same culture as a Middle Eastern, but he ran to his son because he was so happy to see. From afar, that means that with bare eyes, you cannot recognize who that person is. But somehow, he was waiting so much that as soon as he saw the son from afar, he was able to recognize, this is my son coming home. He was waiting. Waiting and waiting. That is the kind of God we have. Our God who lets us go, but at the same time, our God who waits for us to return. That is the kind of God we have. That is the gospel. That is the good news. Waiting is much, much more difficult than doing something for your son. Waiting is much, much more difficult than searching. So that's why the third parable, third story, is a climax of the story. It's an epitome of God's love. My friend, our God is not God who forces you to stay home. Our God is not God who justifies his righteousness by punishing us. The Father didn't say, I told you so. I told you so is not the kind of God we have. Our God is not God who shoves his commandments down your throat so that he could claim his authority and ownership. Our God is God who wants you to be free and experience the world. Our God is God who even allows you to reject him and leave him. But our God is God who waits for you and is always ready to embrace you when you return. This is a totally new image of God Jesus introduced through his parable. In Jesus' time, this was unheard of. That kind of image of God was unheard of. First time Jesus opened up the new image of God. Even now it is difficult to accept. And that new image of God completely changed St. Paul. So he wrote everything down in a new way, radically new way. He looked at the commandment in a new way. He looked at the law in a new way. It's a totally new image of God that Jesus introduced and Paul understood. But Pharisees never understood that, never accepted that. That's why they rejected Jesus. My friends, God is always waiting for you. Come home. Come home. Yes, God leaves you alone, even sometimes when you are astray. But remember the aching heart of God when you go astray. Return, God will embrace you with his warm and loving arms.